here.
Hello, and season's greetings to you and your loved one. As we close another remarkable year, I want to thank you, our customers and partners, for choosing Stanbic and for allowing us to walk your journey with you. Let's keep growing together, growing in confidence, growing in the pursuit of opportunities, growing the impact we can make in our communities. We backed initiatives that inspire the next generation. And through platforms like the Anakazi Group Talk with Stanbic, we continue championing conversations that strengthen women's financial well-being, entrepreneurship, and long-term planning. As we celebrate this festive season, may you find time for rest, time for gratitude, and time for the people who matter the most to you. From all of us at Stanbic, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2026. Let's keep going.
AM on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Experts say recent developments in Venezuela will have no immediate impact on local fuel prices. ZCLU appeals for protection and peaceful escort as Archbishop Banda appears for questioning. And in global news, Trump warns new Venezuelan leader as Maduro sets to appear in court. With the main news at 8 on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Petroleum expert Kafula Mubanga says recent developments in Venezuela, a country with some of the world's largest oil reserves, will not have any immediate impact on local pump prices. Dr. Mubanga explains that fuel prices are only affected when there is a disruption in the global supply chain, a situation he says has not arisen despite the developments involving Venezuela's leadership. He tells Phoenix News in an interview that countries such as Zambia procure petroleum products in bulk and maintain strategic reserves, a system that cushions the country from sudden international shocks. Dr. Mubanga states that as a result, any political or economic instability in oil-producing nations would not necessarily translate into immediate changes at the pump. He adds that global oil markets tend to react more to sustained supply interruptions rather than isolated political events, explaining that international suppliers and alternative sources of crude oil help maintain stability in supply, reducing the likelihood of abrupt price fluctuations.
It may not have, because I think it's quite managed from the way we're looking at it, and there haven't been any sort of suspensions resonating from any of the undertakings around the fuel space. So I don't think it has got a direct impact to how pricing structure would be. I don't see that coming up. Unless there are potential, you know, protests and things like that, then that could resonate into this interruption. But as it stands, we don't see that coming up. If there is a serious interruption, it would, but it would be in the long run, because you know how fuel works, that as we speak, whatever is targeted for this month has already been secured and stored up.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, is appealing to law enforcement agencies to provide protection to individuals peacefully escorting Archbishop Alec Banda to the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, today. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has emphasized the importance of respecting the rights of those escorting the Archbishop while maintaining public order. Mr. Mwanza has also urged the church to minimize the number of people escorting the Archbishop to avoid potential chaos and roadblocks. He has further called for calm and respect for due process as the investigation unfolds, stating that it is essential to allow the law to take its course without unnecessary tension. Mr. Mwanza has also highlighted concerns about the short notice given for the summons, which he says might make it difficult to control crowds.
As people go to the Drug Enforcement Commission, as the Archbishop go to the Drug Enforcement Commission, we want to appeal to the law enforcement agencies. Please provide this protection. Do not victimize people that want to legitimately walk or legitimately visit these offices to escort their bishop. But it shouldn't bring about chaos and disorder. You can have a situation where the roads are entirely blocked by people marching. And the fact that it's a short notice, it might be difficult to control those crowds. So there is a concern that indeed these people have the right to escort the bishop. The church leadership has the right to escort the bishop. And that right ought to be respected. But at the same time, we are simply asking the church, minimize the numbers because you know what might happen on our roads on a Monday.
The DEC has summoned Archbishop Banda for questioning in connection with a vehicle allegedly obtained irregularly from the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, in 2020. Residents of Lusaka's Chawama constituency have commended the ongoing peaceful campaigns ahead of the 15th January parliamentary by-elections with promising messages from candidates. In interviews with Phoenix News, the residents say that they have taken time to listen to messages from all candidates and are ready to vote for their preferred candidate. The residents are pleased that some aspiring candidates have promised to address flooding, unruly behavior of junkies, and offer youth empowerment programs, which they hope will be fulfilled.
Makampeni kunenda chemusha kulibe tsongo kulibe ndeo yenda chemusha inga pempe kwa chashinga kachayiko inkaleji mayusi anzanga pa 15 kunyamula lejina vota skaji kuendea kufota voteza pa mtu walimona alipromisa mushi
chifuna kwa development kuno kuchawama siti sevenza siti ben chito katipa second chito kutiti ambe kusevenza se mayufi chifuna kwa empower mtu wanata chishita kwa empower as the MP
mwamine wana wafakira wa polisi kulubina chongo wafitira wika wiusi wabine wapita na mamoto wapita shemusha wande yu kulibi wa chongo kulibi mwamine wana wafakira wa polisi kulu shinawama
and then you have to promise if my youth awe vimbeka korea let's hope zaka shita fulfill tikawa votela wa watu tikawa ikamu mpando
ise kuno kuzona wa div matama kitirinayo so tipe mpako MP asaka wina akati ganziro kwa pali nchito isa anyamata tira undara unda mshikombo ni muno
kubela chongo mwanji tipita na she bunobuno na kukamba tikamba sabi mshe mshe tishimika na wabantu bachongo chongo kuno kufaidi kulibi tizwa kwa wanzatu.
And Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that no violence has been recorded in the area so far, with political parties adhering to the electoral schedule.
Zambia Police Service will put up various strategies, ensuring that we create a conducive environment for all. I must emphasize here, for all. And in this case, we've made sure that Chawama constituency has been zoned into four zones. And these zones, we have deployed police officers, strategic police officers in these areas. Each zone has got a number of police officers. So why have we sent police officers to be stationed there? Is to make sure that we make police officers accessible. In event that there is an emergency, in an event that there are others that may need security services from the police,
Economist Noel Nkoma says the 8th National Development Plan remains a critical framework for sustaining the rebound.